For South Carolina Public Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. October is here, and one of the traditions of the fall in South Carolina is the State Fair. And part of the fun of the fair is eating food we don't eat every day.
Hot, fresh elephant ears!
One such food is the beloved elephant ear. Harry Vernum has worked in fair food for 15 years and wouldn't do anything else. Vernum says the traveling is a big attraction.
And so many places you wouldn't experience in your life if you weren't traveling through with the fair or the carnival. That's the really fun part. Each town has a different thing going on. One people have fried chicken and waffles, and the next place has lobster rolls. That's a fun experience. You know, just the diversity of the country and traveling around. It's like traveling for fun and having money to back it up as well, you know?
Vernum says she puts love into each elephant ear along with butter and cinnamon. It's because South Carolinians love to eat. And here's proof.
South Carolina State Fair is the number 3 eating fair in the United States. Number 1 is Minnesota, number 2 is Texas, and number 3 is the South Carolina State Fair. More people come through just to eat and leave. True story.
Some fair foods are downright strange. Fried chicken is not one of them, but Daniel Bianco, who sells chicken and waffles, has pushed the envelope and now sells fried chicken coated with frosted flakes. How did that come about?
I was trying to play with chicken and come up with some new ideas, and a friend of mine actually did it, and I was like, oh, and I put my own unique twist on it.
Bianco says people look at his new creation as really odd, but
when they try it, everybody loves it. You know, it's a little bit of sweet and the heat, and it's got that crunch of the cornflake, so it's really surprising.
Another oddity is the donut burger. Dennis Reese, who sells a line of different burgers, said he first heard about the idea right here in Columbia from the owner of a meat company.
And he told me they were doing them down at the university here, and I thought it sounded real bad, donut and a burger. But we started doing it the next year, and it's been 8 years now, and it's been one of our best sellers.
Even in the world of greasy foods, the college clientele still amazes Reese.
The college kids, they're donut burger people, let me tell you. Them college kids don't eat right.
Red velvet Oreos, please.
Red velvet is the best. Woo-hoo!
Another unique fair cuisine is deep-fried candy and cookies. I asked vendor Chris Tincher how he could fry a Snickers bar without melting it instantly. He shares the secret.
We dip everything into a funnel cake batter. And so when you stick it in the fryer, the funnel cake batter cooks into like a soft, sweet cake. Now the candy bar does melt a little bit, but it's all held inside by the funnel cake mix. So it's actually like a breading. So everything's held inside. But the Snicker bar becomes warm and gooey. And it's pretty good stuff.
I ask him if there's anything about his job that would surprise people.
We're not all poor. We do take baths regularly, and we all have our teeth.
A sense of humor helps in the fair food business. All the vendors have done it a long time, and they all love the South Carolina State Fair. Why? Harry Vernum sums it up this way.
They're hungry in South Carolina. If it's on a stick or it's deep fried, it's going home.
Along with a lot of extra calories and a lot of great memories. This SC Focus report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for South Carolina Public Radio.